This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Two firefighters and a helicopter pilot have been killed in a mid-air collision in Southern California. The AP's Donna Warder.
At a CAL FIRE news conference, Southern Region Chief David Fulcher said two firefighting helicopters collided Sunday while fighting a structure fire in the community of Cabazon in Riverside County. One of the helicopters landed safely, but the other one crashed.
Tragically, all three members perished, which included one CAL FIRE division chief, one CAL FIRE fire captain, and one contract pilot.
Fulcher says the crash caused a four-acre fire, which was extinguished. The crash is being investigated by the National Transportation Safety Board. I'm Donna Warder.
To former President Trump now, his attorney says the government's request for a protective order to keep Donald Trump from speaking out about the latest criminal case against him or intimidating witnesses is also political and will interfere with the public's ability to judge the evidence. Lawyer John Lauro.
This indictment is an attack on his First Amendment rights. Now what the Biden administration wants to do is deny all Americans the opportunity to learn non-sensitive information about what the case involves in a political season.
He was on Fox News Sunday. There's new information now about violent attacks at hospitals across the nation. There are more and more shootings and other attacks. New numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicate that healthcare is becoming one of the nation's most violent fields. The blistering heat is still baking the South. Forecasters expect record heat from Texas into Florida through Tuesday. Yellow Trucking has declared bankruptcy. Experts say that'll mean higher prices for its customers as they go to competitors like FedEx. This is AP News. Now to the trouble in Niger. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Military confrontation in Niger is looming. Niger's mutinous soldiers have closed the country's airspace and accused foreign powers of preparing an attack as the junta defies a deadline to restore ousted President Mohamed Bazoum, saying any attempt to fly over the country will be met with an energetic and immediate response. Niger's state television announced the move on Sunday night, hours before West African regional bloc ECOWAS had demanded that the coup leaders reinstate the president or face military force. The new rulers assert two Central African countries are preparing for an invasion, but did not say which ones, and called on the country's population to defend it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas prices keep rising. Gas is up to $3.82 a gallon today, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.